after our most hearty commendations unto your lordship, wherein the parliament late held at Westminster, it was, among other things most godly established, that according to the first institution and use of the primitive church, the most holy sacrament of the body and blood of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, should be distributed to the people under the kinds both of bread and of wine. According to the effect whereof, the King's Majesty, minding with the advice and consent of the Lord Protector's Grace and the rest of the council, to have the said statute well executed in such sort as like as it is agreeable with the word of God. So the same may also be faithfully and reverently received of his most loving subjects to their comforts and wealth, hath caused sundry. So the same may also be faithfully and reverently received of his most loving subjects to their comforts and wealth, hath caused sundry of his Majesty's most grave and well-learned prelates and other learned men in the Scriptures to assemble themselves for this matter, who after long conference together have with deliberate advice finally agreed upon such an order to be used in all places of the King's Majesty dominions in the distribution of the said most blessed sacrament, as may appear unto you by the book thereof, which we send herewith unto you, all, be it knowing your lordship's knowledge in the Scriptures, and earnest goodwill and zeal to the setting forth of all things according to the truth thereof. We be well assured you will, of your own goodwill, and upon respect to your duty, diligently set forth this most godly order here agreed upon, and commanded to be used by the authority of the King's Majesty. Yet remembering, with all the crafty practices of the devil, who ceased not by his members to work by all ways and means the hindrance of all godliness, and considering further that a great number of the curates of the realm, either for lack of knowledge, cannot, or for want of good mind, will not, be so ready to set forth the same as we could wish, and as the importance of the matter and their own bounded duties required. We have thought good to pray and require your lordship, and nevertheless in the King's Majesty, our most dread sovereign's lord's name, to command you to have an earnest, careful, and diligent respect, both in your own person, and by all your officers and ministers also, to cause these books to be delivered to every parson, vicar, and other curate within your diocese, with such diligence as they may have sufficient time well to advise and instruct themselves for the distribution of the most holy communion according to the order of this book before this Easter time. And also that they may be, by your good means, well directed to use such good, gentle, and charitable instruction of their weak, simple, and unlearned parishioners as may be to all their good satisfactions, as much as may be praying you to consider that this order is set forth to the intent there should be in all parts of the realm and amongst all men one uniform prayer, quietly used. The well executing whereof, like as it shall stand very much in the diligence of you and others of your vocation. So, we do require you to have an earnest respect thereunto, as you tender the King's Majesty's pleasure, and will answer for the contrary. Signed by Thomas Cranmer, Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Rich, Lord St. John, Lord Russell, the Earl of Arundel, Sir William Peter, Sir Edward North, and Sir Edward Wotton.